Muhammad, peace be upon him, and Abraham, peace be upon him. Abraham is considered as the father of prophets in the Jewish, Christian, and Islamic religions, because most of the known prophets were from his offspring. Muslims believe that Prophet Muhammad is his descendant through his first son Ishmael, who was also the father of many Arab tribes. On the other hand, the nation of Israel and many prophets such as Jacob, Joseph, Aaron, and Moses have descended from his second son Isaac. The Quran frequently mentioned the story of Abraham, who used personal observation, reason, and common sense to search for the truth. He recognized that God cannot be the sun or the moon or any idol or creature. God is the creator of the universe and all beings. He is the only deity that is worthy to be worshipped. He is one and has no partners. Abraham dedicated his life and struggled to teach people monotheism. He practically proved his sincerity, honesty, thankfulness, and obedience to God. He presented one of the greatest and most memorable examples in the history for full submission to one God, the Lord of Lords and all beings. Who is better in religion than the one who submits him, herself to Allah, surrender his, her purpose to God, while being a doer of good and follows the religion of Abraham, tradition inclining towards truth, the upright, and Allah chose Abraham as an intimate friend. The Quran, chapter 4, verse 125. Abraham was a man of truth who showed an exemplar obedience to God. Therefore, according to the Quran, God chose Abraham as a friend and as one of the elite in the world and among the righteous in the hereafter. Quran chapter 4 verse 25, chapter 2 verse 130. God guided him to the right religion and made him an imam, i.e. a leader for people. Quran chapter 2 verse 124, and described him as a nation. Quran chapter 16 verse 120. Abraham is revered by Muslims as the person who gave them their name as Muslims, i.e. those who believe in one God and submit to him. Quran chapter 22 verse 78. Abraham was neither a Jew nor a Christian, but he was Musliman Hanifan, an upright man who had surrendered and sincerely submitted to Allah, God, and he was not of the idolaters. The Quran chapter 3 verse 67. It is believed that the first building for worshipping one God was established when Adam first descended on the earth. Muslims believe that the most important person who rebuilt this building and raised its walls was Prophet Abraham, together with his son Ishmael. The building is cubical in shape and is called Kaaba. It is located in Mecca, which is currently in Saudi Arabia. God imposed a duty upon Abraham and his son to purify the Kaaba for those who pray, meditate and prostrate to him. God made it a place of worship and a sanctuary, a safe place and a resort for the people. Abraham and Ishmael's supplication. Our Lord, make us submissive unto you and of our seed, descendants, a nation submissive unto you, and show us our ways, rites of worship, and accept our repentance. You are the most forgiving, the most merciful. The Quran, chapter 2, verse 128. Every year, more than 3 million Muslims perform pilgrimage, Hajj, to the sacred places in Mecca. It is the fifth pillar of Islam that must be done once in a lifetime by those who have the financial and health capabilities to perform it. Muhammad taught people how to perform Hajj, which mainly contains Abrahamic rites. He circumambulated the Kaaba, i.e. walked around it in circles. This is commonly known as Tawaf. Please remember, Kaaba is the cubical building established by Abraham as the house of God. Circumambulation is performed 7 times and goes counterclockwise as an act of submission to God, which is also harmonious with the motion of the planets and even the electrons. Then Muhammad prayed behind Abraham's station. Currently, it is an enclosure that contains Abraham's footprint on a piece of rock. Muslims call it Makam Ibrahim. Then Muhammad walked between the Safa and Marwa hills, the same place Hagar walked thousands of years ago searching for water after her husband Abraham left her there with their son Ishmael. Abraham asked her to stay there as an act of obedience and submission to God's command, who wanted the place to become a sanctuary and a place of worship. The distance between these two hills is approximately 395 meters. This Hajj rite is called Sa'i, i.e. a brisk walk between Safa and Marwa hills that resembles the walk of Hagar in the same place. Sa'i consists of 7 laps, with a total distance of 2.76 kilometers, starting from Safa and finishing at Marwa. In addition to other Hajj rites, Muhammad went to a place currently known as Jamarat, in a town called Mina, 8 kilometers east of Mecca. There he threw stones in resemblance of Abraham's act, when he stoned the Satan, who appeared to him as an old man trying to dissuade him from slaughtering his son as a sacrifice to God. Abraham stoned the Satan several times. When Muslims perform the same act, they in fact challenge the Satan and the inner evil desires within themselves. Also, Sa'i resembles the daily motion, activities, actions and efforts a person performs during his/her life. These deeds should be for good, benevolent and useful goals that add positive values to the world and humanity. Finally, as God saved Abraham's son and instead substituted a ram, Muhammad taught Muslims to provide a sacrifice to God by slaughtering a sheep or a goat as a symbol of Abraham's sacrifice and divide the meat among the poor. Muhammad taught Muslims to dedicate a supplication for Abraham and his family in every prayer of the daily 5 prayers. Also, it is worth mentioning that Muhammad named one of his children Ibrahim, who died in his childhood. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord has guided me to a straight path, a correct, right religion, the way and community of Abraham, the upright way inclining towards the truth, and he was not an idolater. He didn't associate others with God. The Quran, chapter 6, verse 161.